We start with verse 29 of Ganesha Sahasranama. Bhrumadhya samsthitakaro brahma vidya madotkataha vyomanabhi shri hridayo meru prishtho runavodara. There are in all six names in this verse. The first one is Bhrumadhya Samsthitakara. Learned commentator says Bhrumadhya Samsthitakara Bhruvor Granasya Sandhikam Yat Tattvam Shruti Shuktam Tat Shunda Dandatma Yasyasaha. Sri Ganesha is called Bhrumadhya Samsthitakara because the name is the one whose hand or trunk is placed between the two eyebrows. Bhrumadhya Samsthitakara. That point is interpreted by Rao as Ganesha has his trunk placed between the point of the two eyebrows, and that is also that forms the upper part of his trunk also, and that forms the upper part of his nose also. So in the center of the upper part of the nostril and between the two eyebrows, there exists the third eye, or you could call whatever name you want to give it. That point is considered to be so significant from the spiritual point of view. In Gita also that is mentioned. In Gita also says Bhruvor Madhe Pranamavesha Samyak Satang Parang Purusham Upaiti Divyam. And so Nasagra Drishti, that also is that forms part of yogic advice for meditation. And that Nasagra is interpreted in two ways. One is the tip of the nose, and the other is that point or that part that of the nose that is located in the center or in the middle of the, or very close to the two eyebrows. That point is also interpreted by some acharyas as Nasagra. So Ganesha is one whose kara, whose trunk is placed between the two eyebrows. So through his trunk also Ganapati represents that very point that is a gateway to realization of Brahman or Brahman himself. That's why it says Tachunda Dandatma Yasyasa. That's why it says his shunda, his trunk is placed between the two eyebrows. The second name here is Brahma Vidya Madotkataha. Of course, literally it means that it is Ganesha is, as a matter of fact, he represents a stage where the intoxication of complete identity with Brahman, Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi, is perfect. that realization, realization of identification with Brahman, of the individual self, is complete, is perfect. So that's the point made by the learned commentator. Prapanchamaya pannutya brahma vidyaiva vaimada tenud bhinnau katau yasya brahma vidya madut kataha. In order to attain that stage of complete identification with absolute Brahman, one has to do nothing. It is just the maya, the illusory power, the illusory worlds, the illusory conflicts of the world. They have to be destroyed, they have to be removed. So, by virtue of the removal of the prapancha maya, of the illusory conflicts of the world, of the illusory fascinations of the world, then one becomes intoxicated with the learning of Brahman, with the knowledge of Brahman. So, brahma vidyaiva vai madaha. So, that takes the form of a rat with the elephant-faced Sri Ganesha. And the ruts are to be found in both the sides of his temples, both the sides of his temples. So, tenod bhinnau katau yasya. So, both sides of his temples are in rut. And that rut is not an ordinary rut, that's a spiritualistic rut. And that is soham rut. And that intoxication is also soham intoxication. So that's how, that is why Ganesha is described here as brahma vidya madut kataha. Before going to the third name, Bhaskara Rava refers to the interpretation of the term brahma vidya madut kataha by some scholars, where they say yattu pracha bhru madhyama vimuktam tatravasthanam karoti tatraivo palabdhavyah iti yavat brahmajnanando madah tenudgatam katam avaranam yasya iti namadvayam vyakhyatam tad vishwarupa prakarana virudhat anadeyam. The main point of difference of Bhaskara Rava with other commentators is that other commentators have two alternative interpretations of the term brahma vidya madut kataha. The one is that Sri Ganesha stays there, stays at the point, at the place that is located between the two eyebrows. And so he can be attained, he can be realized at that point. And the other is that the bliss enjoyed by Brahmajnana, that is Mada, and the cover arising out of that intoxication that he has, that is to say, he is proficient in Brahma Vidya. None of these commentaries is acceptable to Bhaskara Rao, because he considers Ganesha as Brahman himself. And Brahman is nothing but Sarvam, Sarvam Brahmamayam, Vishwarupam. So, Vishwarupa Prakarana Virodhat Anadeyam, that's what he says. The Brahman is, all is Brahman, and so Ganapati is Brahman, and so Ganapati is nothing but the entire cosmos Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, that he represents, that concept, that Upanishadic concept. And with that end in view, the third name here in this verse is Vyoma Nabhi. Vyoma Nabhi also is interpreted in the same manner. Yasya Vyoma Bilang Nabhir Vyoma Nabhirasau Mataha. Yasya Vyoma Bilang Nabhihi. The aperture of the space constitutes his navel. So because Ganapati represents the entire cosmos, so, and the space is described here as his aperture. So Vyoma Nabhihi. And then the next name is Sri Hridayaha. And Sri Hridayaha is commented, Rijasamani Yajunsisa Hishri Ramrita Satam Trayartha Eva Yachittam Sasri Hridaya Uchyate. In fact, the Trai consisting of Rigveda, Yajurveda and Samaveda is considered to be the immortal elegance, of the universe. Or you could say they constitute ambrosia, spiritual ambrosia. So Ganesha's mind is Traimaya, or the entire meaning content, the semantic content of this Trai, Rigveda, Yajurveda and Samaveda, they have Ganesha as their sole thrust. So, whose heart represents the quintessence of the three Vedas, that is why he is named as Sri Hridaya. Sri is the quintessence of the three Vedas and Hridaya is heart. So, one whose heart constitutes the quintessence of the three Vedas is Sri Hridaya. The next name is Meru Prishtha. Sumeru Revayat Prishtham Meru Prishtasa Uchyate. He is known as Meru Prishtha because Mount Sumeru itself constitutes his back. So, he is so powerful, he is omnipresent, and Sumeru constitutes his backside. That's why he is called Meru Prishtha. With that end in view, he had translated this in verse 27, Girindrai Karadaha. He has given the interpretation, he has translated or he has given the gloss of Girindra as Meru, mountain, and he was in disagreement with the interpreters who describe Girindra as Himalaya, because this is the Meru Prishtha and Girindrai Karadaha, both places that it is Mount Meru that is referred to. That's what Bhaskara Rao has, that's how he interprets the term Meru Prishtha here and in the Girindrai Karadaha in verse 27. The next name is Arnavodaraha. Chattharam Tarjalasthane Rnava Ityarnavodaraha. In his stomach, where Jatharagni is there and where water is also there, so the entire ocean is located in his stomach. So that is why he is called Arnavodaraha. జఠరాంతర్ జలస్థానే అర్ణవాహ ఇతి అర్ణవోదర. అర్ణవః ఉదరే యస్య, అర్ణవ ది ఓసన్ అండ్ ఉదరే ఇన్ ది స్టోమాక్. సో వన్ హూ హ్యాజ్ ద ఎంటైర్ ఓసన్ ఇన్ హి స్టోమాక్ ఈజ్ అర్ణవోదర. దిస్ ఈజ్ ది లాస్ట్ నేమ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్, వర్స్ 29.